The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Matt Barbie. Matt is with Billionaire Thoughts, and he is a business coach. And welcome, Matt. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So I'm going to let you put it in your own words. You do some great things for business owners.
Great. Well, thank you. Yeah, it boils down to just helping them get to their goals a lot faster. And a lot of business owners have great ideas, great strategies. They hear a lot of things from different people, but there's a big difference between great ideas, great strategies, great thoughts, and the action steps to actually get there. And so we really help them to execute on those things. Variety of size businesses as well. So it's all about their dreams and helping them get there faster.
That is always a good thing. So you and I had met a few weeks back, and we were talking about, you know, some of the ways that, you work with a lot of entrepreneurs, but really anyone right. who's working, right? The way that our career can affect our health.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have you on because you really work with people a lot around mindset, finding balance, all kinds of different things that come into play, especially for entrepreneurs, right? Because there can be a dark side.
Right.
So if we can just dive into a little bit of conversation around that today. One of the things that you and I were talking about, there was a Forbes article recently. It was called The Hidden Dark Side to Being an Entrepreneur. You know, and a lot of people kind of get this, it's like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, and that sounds so flashy and so fabulous, yeah. You know, but there really are some darker sides to it. Talk to me about that.
Well, being an entrepreneur is great. There's a lot of reasons people start, and oftentimes it's around having more control over their life. Being able to do what you want, when you want, how you want to do it. The dark side to that is it doesn't start there, right? There's a lot of time invested, a lot of effort invested. And oftentimes there's a lot of stress associated with that and a lot of dark thoughts, difficult times that can really take its toll on people's lives.
You know, and I'll share with everyone a little bit about how that's affected me recently. You know, for the past, over a year and a half, I've been running my health coaching business, and I've owned a couple of businesses and sold them before. And it had been a few years though since I had been down this kind of path, and yeah, there definitely have been some dark moments, right? Because it's like even just recently, I was feeling a little bit kind of depressed and anxious, and you know, I was thinking, oh man, am I having a flare up of this or that, or you're like, what's going on? And then I realized I was isolated. I was feeling isolated. I was feeling some self-worth issues around trying to figure out the numbers in my business, and you know, just all of those types of things. So talk to me a little bit about how you coach people around these issues.
Well, first of all, a lot of entrepreneurs kind of think that they're the only one that gets it, that they're in it alone. Have you ever felt that way, that you're just kind of in it alone?
A little bit.
Yeah. They don't really necessarily know who to turn to. Nobody else. I mean, their wife or their husband doesn't necessarily really fully understand what they're trying to do and what effort it takes. And it's not like they can really open up to their employees that they wish that they could. Their friends don't necessarily get it all the time. Even some of the other trusted advisors in their life, you know, really just kind of focus on their segment. CPA and accountants oftentimes kind of just focus on their number, their segment, not necessarily always the bigger picture. I love you CPAs and accountants though, so we should definitely talk if you were one.
All good.
But, but everybody focuses kind of on their area. And so really we work with business owners to help them to open up, feel like they've got somebody to talk to, and help them to kind of get through this fogginess, because a lot of people kind of feel that they're just out in that fog in the ocean, don't know where to turn. They might be going towards the shore, towards their goal, or further out to sea. And we help them put that plan together and really kind of give them that GPS. You know, this is how you get where you need to go. And so it gives them a lot of hope, where before they might have kind of been feeling that there wasn't much hope, they kind of get stuck. So that kind of feeds into that isolation. Mm. But you know, there's a lot of ups and downs. I don't know, some people in your audience, maybe you felt this way where you're kind of on a roller coaster.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing when you're going up. You know, you got the endorphin rush, the adrenaline. But then when things start taking a dive down, it hits you even harder. Like, oh man, last week was so good. Why is this week so bad or this month so bad? And it's part of the natural cycles. When we're a small business owner and we don't have the right systems in place to maybe continue the leads as we continue to fulfill and work our business, and then, you know, vice versa, then you're naturally going to have that because you're going to work. Oh, shoot, I need a bunch more leads, get more leads, do more sales. Oh, great. Now I've got more work to do. Work. So we're constantly up and down. And that can really help get people feeling like they're in this cycle that they can't get out of. And then that'll feed into the depression. And then there's addiction components to it as well. I'm sure you've...
Yeah, and in reading in that article, I hadn't thought of it that way, but definitely, I mean, I could see that would be, yeah, applicable.
Yeah.
It is a little bit addictive because, yeah, there are all these great little feel-good hormones and chemicals that go off in the brain every time you have a success, right?
Yeah.
And then when you don't, it feels really bad. And so you'll get on that hamster wheel and just run until you're out of gas just to try to get back to that feeling.
Right, right. A lot of people get these endorphin rushes kind of like being adrenaline junkies. You know, they love the sale. They love going after the sale. But whenever it comes to actually growing this business to where you actually have true freedom, they can really suffer because when they don't necessarily have the people in place, the systems in place to take care of that business so that they can go after that next sale and they've got to fulfill, or maybe they're really good at a thing, so they really love doing the work, and then they really drag their feet going for the sale, then again, they're stuck doing things that they don't want to necessarily be doing, and they get more depressed at that time. Furthermore, there's kind of a component that, hey, they're being called in a lot of different directions. They're being pulled in a lot of different directions. And sometimes people will turn to alcohol or maybe uppers just to try to keep up, try to keep their focus. So those are some hidden risks as well. A lot of people have seen that fairly commonly. Maybe boss is coming in a little bit drunk, or, you know, maybe somebody's coming in and the only way that they keep going is again, you know, some sort of drug that just kind of keeps them stimulated.
And it's very easy these days to get an ADD medication or
right.
something.
Right.
So yeah, it's something to be aware of.
Definitely, definitely.
So in terms of, you know, just finding some balance in all of this, you know, what are some things that you talk to with people about work-life balance? I know I have a few things that I share with people. I'd like to know your perspective.
Yeah, because it's not always as deep and dark as what we talk about in terms of, you know, the addiction and depression, anxiety. A lot of people are doing okay.
Yeah, we're not trying to scare anyone off from entrepreneurship.
Oh my gosh, there's
things.
So many great
there
things
are
about
very
it.
Very good things.
And you know, those are kind of the extreme cases. But
I think it's learning to balance, right? It's learning that, because I think a lot of people have to go through this kind of dark path and they're like, oh, okay, wait.
Right,
there's a different
way.
What is it? Yeah.
Right. And sometimes it comes down to not spending enough time with the family, not spending enough time for personal care. And this just increases your stress, increases your anxiety. And it doesn't necessarily always play out in horrible ways. But I mean, let's face it, what's the most valuable resource that we have that we can never get back?
Time.
And that wears on us whenever we've got these responsibilities, really the most important things in life are our relationships with our families and friends. And we're trying to build this business, this dream, and we're spending 180 hours a week trying to make that happen. And all along the way, we're sacrificing all these other things. So in terms of time balance, work-life balance, the dirty little secret is that there's no time mastery unless you're, you know, Doctor Who, for all you nerds out there.
Sure.
You know, a Time Lord. But it really, it comes down to self-mastery. And how do you put the things on the calendar that needs to get done? How do you prioritize the things that need to get done? Make sure that you're doing them in the right order, so that kind of all those smaller tasks you kind of put to the side. How do you structure your time? So for instance, a lot of people are more effective during certain times of the day. A lot of people, that's more so in the morning. Some people, that's first thing in the afternoon. Some people, that's the end of the day. So when you've got difficult tasks, the tasks that you like doing less, that might be picking up the phone and making calls. You want to try to do that during those times when you're going to be the most productive, or when you've got to put a quote together. You want to do that during times when you're going to be the most productive. And there's also some principles too, in terms of eating a frog early in the day, right?
Eat that frog.
Eat that frog, mm-hmm. Right? So, you know,
good book.
Yeah. So the principle there is that nobody really wants to eat a frog. I mean, you know, a raw, ugly, gross frog, right? But sometimes there's some ugly things that we have to do in our business, at least that we look ugly. Some people don't like picking up the phone, making the cold calls, or following up with maybe a client that wasn't happy. So we want to make sure that we get those things done early on in the day, get them knocked out, and then that way we can focus on more successes the rest of the day. And so those are some keys to some time mastery that really is about self-management and knowing yourself and how to best leverage your own skills and what works best for you.
So, okay, very cool to help someone to learn those things about themselves too. I find that there are still things I'm learning about myself every new venture that I take on. And this one has been no different. It's constant enlightenment. So, well, very cool. Well, you know what? We are getting really close to break time, so we've got a lot more to talk about. I'm here with Matt Barbie of Billionaire Thoughts. This is Amanda LaPlante with Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM, and we will be right back after these messages. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. And we are back with Matt Barbie of Billionaire Thoughts.
Hello.
So, all right. We were going to start with talking a little bit about burnout.
Yeah, burnout.
Not a fun word.
Well, no, especially when we say that our number one rule in business is that it should be fun. Burnout's not fun.
No.
But it's really burnout that you actually start failing, because when you're still participating and when you're still trying, I mean, we're entrepreneurs, right? We can always figure out a way. There's some way to, even if we don't have enough money, my aunt's cousin's twice removed dog's trust fund has some money. So maybe if I just
haven't checked there yet,
you should check. Yes. Yeah. So there's always a way to figure it out, but it's at that moment of burnout when we're done trying to figure it out that we fail. So we really need to have the people in our lives that we can be honest with. You know, that might be a spouse. You might have that discussion of what does burnout start looking like? For some folks, hey, I might start to become more of a recluse. You know, I might be less responsive. That's when I'm really starting to get stressed out. So if you can have those open conversations with your spouse and you guys and gals can identify those indicators, you can really protect each other better. Because for the same thing with your spouse and your family can get burned out with all the effort that you're putting into your baby, right? Your work here, your job, your business, your livelihood, your future, your dreams. And so you need to be able to have that two-way street with them as well. But if you work with a good coach or good advisors and have those conversations that can be, again, very open, then you can avoid those things, have other people in your life and life that can help you avoid those things as well. Because there's another component in there in terms of what leads to burnout, and that's us trying to do everything ourselves. And when we try to do everything ourselves, again, going back to that whole bootstrap mentality,
I'm feeling you on that, because I'm a one-woman show right now. I've got the radio show, I've got the health coaching, and I've got some other side projects that I'm trying to love on, you know, and trying to be an active member in the community and all these other things. Right. But within my business, I'm wearing every hat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard, because I don't want to wear all those hats. I just want to share wonderful information with people and help them feel better.
Right.
But I have to do my accounting and I have to do my marketing and I have to do all of these other things that really can wear me down.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing that you can start implementing in your life, we have to look at our cash flow and we have to look to make sure that we're paying the bills. But what's going to allow you to really grow your business is start looking at the value of your time. You know, you figure out what you're making on a regular basis and what that comes out kind of to that hourly wage. A lot of folks, you might find that that's actually, you know, $2 an hour if you're working a lot and not quite getting all the cash flow you want.
Sure. Yeah.
But you have to really start evaluating whether it's worth having somebody else do for you. delegating that out. On the early days, that might be a virtual assistant or somebody who's just kind of helping out a little bit, maybe on the marketing side or the bookkeeping side, or maybe just updating your CRM for you, whatever that might be. You need to start looking at those opportunities that are going to be high impact for you so that you can really focus on the important things, the things that you enjoy doing that really re-energize you, as opposed to just sapping energy from you.
Okay. All right. That's good advice. And so, you know, another part of burnout, I think, is, and we touched on this in the first half of the show, but self-care does matter.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I feel like a lot of people really kind of slush over that. You know, sure, okay, yeah, you know, whatever. But really.
I'll tell you, every time that I work with somebody and we start making self-care more of a priority, it always helps them to be more productive. You can look at it this way. There was a fairly recent video of a general or a colonel, somebody in the military, talking about how they teach their troops the early wins. Making your bed is an early win. We have to have those in our life. And it might not just be making a bed, but it might be just taking 10 minutes in the morning just for meditation, relaxation, reading a business book, or maybe just a for fun book. Whatever you need to prioritize to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, that you're kind of recharging a little bit more in the morning, setting yourself off for a good, successful day. But when you can have those easy early wins in the morning, even if it means waking up 10 minutes earlier and just picking up a book right as you roll out of bed, it really sets the tone for the day, especially since there are some days when that's your only win. So make sure you start your day with an easy win.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And it does make a difference. I know it's kind of like my son has, or used to have, these little wind up toys. And, you know, the battery would be a little low and you kind of, and it was just going to kind of put along, not really do much, and then eventually run down. But, you know, if you get one that's fresh and has a freshly charged battery, it's going to go a lot farther. It's going to be a lot more impactful. Same thing really for people, right? So yeah, definitely. Exactly. I start every day with a little bit of meditation. It makes a big difference. My brain does not work right without it. I don't serve people well. So
yeah,
got to do it.
I've heard some people who just start the day with some jumping jacks. I mean, that's a great place to start. Just do 10 jumping jacks when you get out of bed, early win. Hey, you've started down that path to better health, right?
Absolutely. And you got your lymph moving. So that's all good things there. I like that advice. I'm going to try that tomorrow. Cool. So you also talked about mastering your time and energy, and something that I recently saw by you. So any extra points on that?
Well, mastering your time, again, that kind of comes down to self-mastery and really looking at what your time is worth. So there's a principle called leverage, and there's a lot of things that you can leverage, right? Your time, other people's gifts, systems, technology. So we have to get really good at seeing, how do we leverage other people's gifts, other people's skills? How do we leverage all these things to be able to get more out of our efforts? Really, the most successful people in business are probably the laziest in some ways, right? They're always trying to figure out, how can I get more for less? But it kind of comes down to that principle of, would you really want to be paid for 100% of your time or 1% of 100 people's time?
Yeah, I'll take their time. That sounds good. Yeah.
Right. And here's the beauty of it. When you structure your business the right way, when you help people to feel like they're on mission together, that you're winning together, you've got a purpose together, you're giving other people a job, you're giving other people a purpose in their life, a sense of calling, a sense of self-worth. And so don't look at it as using people. I've heard people say that, like, oh, hey, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm using people by leveraging them. No, you're giving them an opportunity to live a valuable life. So always look for opportunities to let other people do what they're good at, what they enjoy doing, what brings a smile to their face as well.
That, yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk about, you know, in terms of that, kind of leads into maybe a discussion of company culture.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's a often misunderstood, misrepresented area of business.
Do tell.
So a lot of people, let's take millennials, for example. Okay. A lot of businesses these days want to complain about millennials. Millennials don't want to work hard. They want to have this quote unquote work-life balance thing. Back in my day, people would just come in for their paycheck, get the job done, right? Well, we can take two routes with that. One route is, yeah, we just want to complain about millennials, or we want to complain about people who expect more from a job, right? Or we can say, wait, what are these millennials really trying to get out of the workplace? They're trying to get a place where they feel appreciated. They feel valued. They feel like they're working for a purpose. And they enjoy the people around them. Is that such a bad work environment?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Right, yeah. Right. There's actually a Gallup study that says that for disengaged employees, or even worse, actively disengaged employees, you could be wasting up to 30%, well, actually more than 34% of their salary. So if you really think about that, the people who are spending a lot of time just kind of hanging out at the water cooler or kind of playing around on their phone, or maybe they don't manage themselves well and manage their time well, so they're constantly jumping all over the place, you're wasting a lot of salary. So actually, if you look at that boat of your employees, right, let's put them all in a boat. How many people are actually rowing the boat? How many people are actually just sitting there looking at the sights, just kind of along for the ride, you know, along for the paycheck? And how many people are actually trying to actively sink your boat? How much stress do you think that causes you and your employees when you've got people around who are trying to drag other people down with them, putting a hole in your boat, trying to stop you from being successful, throwing out that anchor? So you need to really actually care about those things, tend to those things, and really take care of your people.
Okay. So, you know, and there was one other article that you and I were talking about, by the way, and this is, we're kind of going to take a little bit of a tangent, but then again, you know, I feel like in a good company culture, people really value the health of their employees, right?
Right, right.
An article that you sent me from Forbes, and I was reading through, you know, they're talking about like the top 70 concerns, things that keep business owners up at night. There was a poll done recently. And, you know, a lot of people would think number one would be something around, you know, cash flow or sales or something. But it said number one greatest small business challenge was the cost of healthcare.
Right, right. And we can go back and forth about Trump and Affordable Care Act and all these things. But the truth is, it is a significant portion of the costs in a business, right? And some people don't look at it as an investment. And in a lot of ways, maybe they shouldn't, because they're spending a lot of money when they don't take care of those things. When they actually start figuring out, how do I actually take care of my employees? How do I actually help them take better care of their health? That's more of an investment. Because if you're not helping them to live good, less stressful, better work balanced lives, those are all risks and indicators for additional health problems.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so that's going to increase your healthcare costs. So if you're not being more strategic about that, it's going to continue to increase your healthcare costs.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Well, anything else that you want to add?
No. I really appreciate your time here today. And I really enjoyed our conversation. Maybe we can do it again sometime.
I would love to do it again sometime. I think this is really good information for people, because the health of your workplace and your career affects and impacts your health.
Right.
You know, it's having meaningful work and being able to keep everything in balance can really build up someone or tear them down. So thank you so much for being here to share your knowledge and expertise. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for more information, how can people get in touch with you?
You can just give me a call on my cell phone, 314-441-5423. Yep, that's directly my cell phone. So give me a call. Just because they're listeners of yours, I'd be happy to do a strategy session with them and figure out what's maybe kind of blocking the health of their company, health of their business, and ultimately them as well. And they can also email me at Matt, M-A-T-T, Barbie, B-A-R-B-E-Y, at billionaire with a B, so billionairethoughts.com.
Awesome. Thanks again, Matt. Really appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
This is Amanda LaPlante with Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. For more information about my one-on-one or group coaching services, to schedule a free consultation, or to contact me, find me online at amandalaplante.com or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. You can also text or call me at 314-583-6749. And to listen to episodes of Get Real to Heal online, please visit soundcloud.com/Get Real to Heal. Have a great day.